Week 8 in college football season is set to begin. Will we see the kind of shakeup that we saw in Week 7 with Stanford, unbeaten Stanford, going down to an unranked team, Oklahoma getting toppled by Texas, Georgia getting beaten by Missouri? There are plenty of opportunities this weekend. Florida State and Clemson are set to face off in a top 5 matchup in Death Valley. One of these teams will clear an important season hurdle and further inject itself into the BCS championship discussion. Could the winner possibly be in the argument at the end of the year if Alabama and Oregon are undefeated? A trio of SEC East matchups will take place Saturday morning. Georgia's on the road at Vanderbilt. South Carolina travels to Knoxville, and Florida is going to Missouri. The 5-1 Auburn Tigers will try to get a road win as they go to College Station to face Johnny Manziel and his offensive machine. The game is at 2:30 on CBS. And many other college football matchups this weekend, as we are here to break them down for you on the program. Week 8 in the college football season is already off to a pretty decent start. Last night, Thursday night, Miami was able to survive a very competitive game with North Carolina and remain undefeated. And as it's kind of the ACC's week in college football, with the Florida State and Clemson game getting all of the attention and all of the hype, the Miami and North Carolina game was kind of under the radar. But the Miami Hurricanes are clipping along quite nicely. They are undefeated in the ACC Coastal Division, and it looks like it will come down between Miami and Virginia Tech in that division. The Hurricanes have already beaten Georgia Tech, already taken care of the Yellow Jackets. And Miami, of course, gets Florida State in a couple of weeks in a game that I think a lot of people will be watching. What if Florida State were to win this game this Saturday against Clemson and lose that game to Miami? Could Miami be the team coming out of the ACC? I'm not making any predictions, but I'm saying that it could happen nonetheless. But this is what we are looking at on Saturday as far as the major contest. South Carolina is at Tennessee. That starts us off. It's 11 o'clock on ESPN. CBS has a doubleheader, and it will be started by Georgia, number 15, after a loss to Missouri last week, a depleted Bulldog squad. They are on the road at Vanderbilt. This is a very dangerous game for Georgia. Texas Tech is at West Virginia. This game is at 11 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. TCU is at Oklahoma State. This game's at 11 o'clock on Fox. Number 22, Florida, coming off of a 17-6 loss to LSU, tries to take on Missouri in Columbia. This Missouri team is 6-0, undefeated, 2-0 in Southeastern Conference play. And if they are able to beat the Gators this weekend, perhaps Missouri could be making some serious noise. And, well, they will be making some serious noise, but could they be the front runner for the SEC East title? It's a very interesting discussion. Iowa takes on Ohio State. This game's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2. The game opposite that will be UCLA at Stanford in a Pac-12 North versus Pac-12 South matchup between teams that I'm sure many thought would be undefeated coming into this weekend. This game was probably going to be one of the marquee games of the year for the Pac-12 until Stanford lost it last week against Utah and was upset 27-21. Now Stanford has a loss. UCLA, though, still undefeated. They are on the road in Palo Alto this weekend. Oklahoma is on the road at Kansas. They will try to recover from last week's embarrassing loss to Texas. That game's at 2:30 on ESPN. Number 24, Auburn, as I mentioned, on the road at Texas A&M. A very interesting game there between two teams with only one loss, and this game can be seen on CBS at 2:30. Arkansas takes on number 1 Alabama. This game's at 6 o'clock on ESPN, Bryant-Denny Stadium for that one. Number 6 LSU is on the road against an Ole Miss team that is trying to avoid losing four straight. Not only four straight games, but four straight SEC West games at home. This game's at 6 o'clock Saturday night on ESPN2. Iowa State takes on number 12 Baylor. This game's at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. And USC takes on Notre Dame, 6:30 NBC, in a game that is usually very important and usually has a lot of implications tied to it nationally. This year, not so much, but it's still pride of defeating your rival nonetheless. Washington State is at number 2 Oregon. This game's the late game on Fox Sports 1 at 9 o'clock. Oregon have any trouble this week with a Washington State team that gave some teams some problems early in the year. But when they played Stanford a couple of weeks ago, it was no contest. And number 5, Florida State, takes on number 3, Clemson, at 7 o'clock on ABC in what will undoubtedly be the game of the week. So let's get to some predictions and what I think about these games, and we'll start with South Carolina at Tennessee in the SEC. And I think this is a very dangerous game for South Carolina. If you look at the Gamecocks and what they've done so far, of course, the only loss is to Georgia. Last week, they destroyed Arkansas and looked very impressive in the process. But this Tennessee team has just come off of an off week. And before the off week, they nearly beat Georgia. In fact, you know they are still feeling dismayed that they could not pull that game off in overtime when they seemingly had everything won, and Pig Howard, the Tennessee running back, fumbled through the end zone for a touchback, giving Georgia the opportunity to win. I don't think Tennessee will win this game, but I think it will be a very competitive game late. Georgia, same scenario. Coming off of a loss, South Carolina's not coming off of a loss, but it is the same scenario in that they need to be careful. This game is very, very dangerous. This Vanderbilt team has been kind of quiet the last 2 weeks. They were blasted by Missouri at home 2 weeks ago. But as we saw, Missouri beat Georgia pretty handily. Now, Georgia has to go to Nashville. And this James Franklin team has had a week to recover from its injuries, get healthy once again. Georgia has had no such fortune. They have been going week to week and playing very intense games. LSU, Tennessee, Missouri, back to back to back, and now they go to Vanderbilt. I think Georgia should be very, very careful here not to lose a second straight in the division. However, I'm taking Commodores to win this one. Texas Tech, I think they will probably win at West Virginia, although you never know when you play in Morgantown how games are going to go there. Oklahoma State hosting TCU, very interesting game. I think Oklahoma State will win because they are at home, but this TCU team has had some impressive moments so far this year. Number 22, Florida at Missouri. This is an SEC East game that could have a very significant impact on who gets to Atlanta. And I think Missouri is going to win this game. Everyone else seems to be picking Florida. And the common reason why is that Missouri lost James Franklin, and he is out for what is supposed to be 3 to 5 weeks. But I don't think it's going to hurt Missouri that bad. You look at Matty Mock, the backup for James Franklin, Missouri quarterback. He came in the game against Georgia and played very well. Now, again, Georgia had not prepared for him. Florida will have a week of preparation. This is a very good Florida defense. I get that. But I think it's in Columbia. I think Missouri is riding high right now. And I think Florida has had some key injuries, as we've seen. They have accumulated injuries on both offense and defense. And I'm not sold that Tyler Murphy running that offense. I thought they were looking good. I thought they were turning the corner. But the game last week against LSU, in which they only mustered 6 points, and they seemingly were in a quagmire all day long, could not get first downs when they needed them. Not impressed with this Florida offense. And I think Missouri's defense is a little underrated. I'm taking the Tigers at home here. This game's 11-21 on SEC TV. Iowa at number 4, Ohio State. Ohio State continues their run of playing teams that will not compete with them whatsoever in the Big Ten. It's going to hurt the Buckeyes. These games like this hurt. They do. They hurt Ohio State's chances of getting into the BCS discussion at the end of the year because nobody cares if Ohio State beats Iowa. They can beat them by 20 points, 30 points, and it's just going to be a score on the crawler at the bottom of ESPN at the end of the day. That's all that's going to matter. Number 9, UCLA at number 13, Stanford. This is the other game on ABC or ESPN2, depending on where you live and what your affiliate receives. I think Stanford will get a bounce-back win at home. I do like the way UCLA is playing. I believe Jim Mora has turned that program around completely. They will probably win the Pac-12 South, but they won't win tomorrow. Stanford, David Shaw, I'm sure, has lit into his Cardinal team, and they will get back with a win this weekend. Oklahoma at Kansas, the Sooners will have no trouble. When you lose a game like they did last week to Texas, an embarrassing loss to a rival, there's a tendency to feel sorry for yourself. But one thing that is just what the doctor orders would be playing Kansas. It doesn't matter if it's at home or away. 2:30 ESPN game. Oklahoma should have no trouble in that game. Auburn at Texas A&M. I think Auburn has been the surprise team of the year in the SEC, to say the least, so far. But I think that they are going to run into their second roadblock of the year. They weren't able to beat LSU in Baton Rouge, and I don't think they're going to be able to win in College Station. Auburn does not have a win outside of their home games so far this year. They haven't had a win outside of Jordan-Hare Stadium. So I don't think they're going to be able to beat Texas A&M. I like Johnny Manziel in the offense. As I wrote, I think he should be the Heisman front runner. The show he put on last Saturday night in Oxford was nothing short of unbelievable. And I just don't think Auburn has enough to stop him enough times. And I do think Auburn will score. There's no question both of these teams are offensively gifted teams. But I don't think they're going to – I don't know what Ellis Johnson's going to do to stop Johnny Manziel, but whatever it is, it will not be enough. Alabama, again, this is a team that Alabama should be sort of like Ohio State, although you look at Alabama's schedule from top to bottom, it is definitely more difficult than Ohio State's. But right now they're in that part of the schedule where nobody cares who they're playing. It's Arkansas. This is a game that is not a marquee game, although it is on ESPN. This could be more a closer game than a lot of people think, but I don't. I just think it all comes down to how Alabama plays, because they are playing teams right now that they are considerable favorites over. LSU at Ole Miss. I think LSU will win this game, but again, this is a game after LSU has played. Now, this is the end of a run here. They've played Auburn, at Georgia, at Mississippi State, Florida at home last weekend, and now they travel to Ole Miss. They get Furman and then an off week before Alabama. But before they get there, they have to play this Ole Miss team. And I think LSU will win this game, but I think it's going to be very close, and it would not shock me if they just run out of gas and Ole Miss finally gets the win and they avoid losing four straight in SEC play. And you talk about a streak of games. Ole Miss had to travel to Tuscaloosa. They got Auburn at home. They traveled to Tuscaloosa, to Auburn, Texas A&M at home, and now LSU at home. If you're going to play in the SEC West, it's bad enough. But if you're going to play all of the big teams back to back to back to back, it's going to make it even more difficult. I think Baylor will beat Iowa State. No problem there. USC at Notre Dame. A very interesting game, because I think USC probably has the edge in this game. I don't know why. I just like what Ed Orgeron has done so far. I think Notre Dame is very offensively challenged this year. Having said that, the game's in South Bend. It's at night. It is a rivalry game. It's a good time when both teams seem to be struggling, where the one is going to want to beat the other just for the sake of beating your rival. And so I think Notre Dame wins at home simply because the game is played in Notre Dame Stadium. Washington State at number 2, Oregon. Who wins this game? Well, Oregon will win. I think it might be closer than some of their 80-point spreads and the teams that they blast off the face of the earth. But I do think Washington State I think they're going to be competitive, but I don't think they're going to be that competitive. I think Oregon will win and pull away by 2 or 3 touchdowns at the end of the game, maybe even more. And now to the game that everybody wants to watch and is going to be undoubtedly the most intriguing game of Week 8 in the college football season, and that comes out of the ACC. Number 5, Florida State at Clemson. Clemson's had it going so far this year. They beat Georgia. They've beaten other teams. They have every challenge they have had so far, they have answered. Florida State beat Maryland 63-0 a couple of weeks ago. And that is the game, when picking this particular contest this weekend, that I can't get out of my mind. And it's not because Jameis Winston and the Florida State offense put up 63 points, although Jameis Winston wasn't in the whole game. In fact, I think after 5 touchdowns, he took a seat on the bench. But it was because of what their defense did. Held Maryland to, I think, 30-something yards rushing. 0 points on the day. They barely even crossed midfield. Very, very impressive performance. And you can say Maryland was overrated. That's fine. But that's good. I don't care who you're playing. And Florida State's defense has impressed me all year long. I think Florida State has a better defense. Look at them in the rankings. They're 7th in total defense. Clemson not nearly that high. And I think Florida State has more defense, and I think they can slow down Taj Boyd more than Clemson's defense, which has not impressed me at all this year in any of the games, even their wins against Georgia. Look at the Georgia game. They gave up 35 points in that game. Clemson has not slowed teams down. They have just outscored them, and I think Florida State's defense can stop Taj Boyd more than Clemson's defense can stop Jameis Winston and the Florida State offense. So I think the Noles quiet the crowd in Death Valley. I don't know if the crowd will be breaking the Guinness Book of World Records record for crowd noise. I know that they're trying to go for it. The current record is 137.5 decibels. That's the Guinness World Record for stadium noise. But I think by the end of the game, there won't be any stadium noise because Florida State will win the game. So that's what it looks like in Week 8 of the college football season. We'll be back next week with David Sears, the college football professor, and more to recap what happens and preview Week 9 as we continue rolling. We're past the halfway point of the college football season, and it looks to be another great weekend. See you next week.